Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhaname Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vrisharane Nirvishesha Shnivadi Paskatya Desitara. Can I get some water? Thank you, Bhya Krishna Maharaj, for that wonderful pastimes.
Thank you.
First time I heard about Lord Jagannath, well, I was a pujari. As I've said before, the first day I moved into the temple in Buffalo, which was in the beginning of 1969, I got two services immediately. Mm. One was the treasurer, and the other was the head pujari. There was one devotee, he was the head pujari before I was. His name was Burjan Prabhu. He wrote some books. So before he was about to leave to start with a devotee named Toshan Krishna, a preaching center in North Carolina at
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill. So I asked Burjan Prabhu before he left, because I was going to the temple since May of that year, of 68. And I always saw these three images, these three, what I thought was, I didn't know what they were. They were on this bookshelf. And I saw Burjan was kind of taking care of them. It wasn't really clear what he was doing, but right before he left, he built an altar and he put these three, what we later found out were deities. So I asked him, who were those? Because I was a head pujari, I thought I should know who they were. So I asked Burjan, I said, who are these? What is this? He said, well, I don't know. So my service is quite easy because we didn't really know who they were, so we didn't know what to do with them. Later on, I think it was around April that year, in 69, Prabhupada came to Buffalo. And during one of the times I was with him, I was asking him a number of questions. And one of the questions I asked him, I said, who is Lord Jagannath? So Prabhupada smiled, and he said, oh, Jagannath, he's Lord Krishna. So I was relieved. I said, oh, I'm worshiping Lord Krishna. That's very good. And Prabhupada was meditating, and he was just about to say that, describe the festival in Jagannath Puri, and he stopped, and then he said, don't worry, that's all right. Prabhupada was something, he said, that's all right. And later on that same year, we had our first Rath Yatra in Buffalo. It's quite an adventure. It was the day when we stole the most flowers from our neighbors. We had what was called the night raids. It started around 12 o'clock at night. Everyone got a garbage bag, and the devotees were dropped off in different parts of Buffalo. And we started to fill up the bags with flowers. Well, this is Lord Jagannath's first Rath Yatra in Buffalo. We filled up the bags with flowers, and then devotees made flower garlands. Then after that, we didn't know what arti was. I didn't know anything about being pujari. We didn't know you were supposed to bathe after you use the toilet or anything like that. We had no idea what deity worship was. Luckily, we had one connection with Prabhupada, and it wasn't the internet, it wasn't email. Rupa Nugud would once in a while call up Brahmananda, or someone else who was traveling with Prabhupada, and ask what Prabhupada was doing. So one day we got the message back that Prabhupada's secretary, who at that time was Purushottam, he was doing artik. And all we found out, he was waving incense and he was offering some water in a conch shell We got the ingredients. So I thought, well, we should do arti from now on. We didn't know how long the arti was supposed to last. So the first arti lasted for 2 hours. There was no time limits. I had some idea it should last for 2 hours, or moving the incense was a little bit in slow motion. Later on, we found out some of the rules and regulations. The first thing I learned about deity worship is when Prabhupada was in Buffalo. And I was sitting there with him, and Purushottam brought in the deity tray. And Prabhupada looked at it and said, it's dirty, go back and clean it. So then I learned you were supposed to clean the deity tray. There wasn't a whole lot of instruction back then. It was called live and learn. Or on the job training. In any case, Lord Jagannath is Krishna, and we should understand Lord Jagannath or Lord Chaitanya. They appear for pastimes, and those pastimes are with his devotees. And luckily, we just happen to be his aspiring devotees. We have to see with the eyes of knowledge what are Lord Jagannath's pastimes. For one thing is that when we render service to Lord Jagannath or Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva, we may be thinking one thing, but they're experiencing something beyond what we can imagine. Even if someone renders the slightest service to them, they're completely in ecstasy. We can't imagine how Lord Krishna appreciates even the smallest service that's rendered him, how much pleasure it gives him. When Draupadi called out when she was being disrobed, Hey Govinda, it is said in the Nectar Devotion that Krishna, he's eternally remembering Draupadi calling out. And every time he remembers Draupadi's calling out the name, Hey Govinda, he becomes more and more indebted to Draupadi. And not only Krishna takes pleasure when we render service to him, but he takes pleasure when any devotee, any aspiring devotee, is rendering service to him. It gives him practically unlimited pleasure. So our business is not only to appreciate that we have a pastime with Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna, that we're rendering service, but also to appreciate how every devotee or aspiring devotee is rendering service to Krishna. One devotee told me that one time he had a dream of Lord Krishna. Of course, generally I don't take dreams as important as when we're awake. It's not that Krishna can only come to us in a dream. Now we're awake, we have to be in Maya. Krishna waits till, we fall asleep and then he can help us become Krishna conscious. Because during the day we're helpless. Or hopeless. But this particular dream, he was dreaming that Krishna, he was worshiping Krishna, and Krishna told him that you should love my devotees in the same way that I love my devotees. That's our business in this spiritual world. Everyone, when they see the devotees, they see not just a person, but they see a person having a loving affair with Krishna. And they take more pleasure in the other devotees' loving affairs with Krishna than they take in their own loving affairs with Krishna. They take the other devotees' service to Krishna as being more important in one sense than even their own loving exchanges with Krishna. Of course, There is a competition in the spiritual world. Everyone is trying to render more service to Krishna than the other devotees are. But unless you see the other devotees rendering more service to Krishna than you are, then how can you get that inspiration to render more service? If you thought that my service to Krishna is so advanced, the other devotees will have to wait lifetimes of Brahma to catch up, then naturally you'll become complacent. Like in the story of the tortoise and the hare. You know that story? How the tortoise and the hare means rabbit. They had a race. They challenged each other to a race. So of course, those who were betting on the race, they all bet on the rabbit. And the tortoise had odds against him. Of course, you probably don't know what that means because probably here no one has ever bet, isn't that right? No one ever gambled. In any case, the whatever it was went off. Maybe they pulled a flower and threw it up in the air. And the rabbit and the tortoise, they were off on their race. So, of course, the tortoise was going along very slowly. And the rabbit just took off, and it was halfway to the goal in a very short period of time, and the tortoise was just plodding along very, very slowly. So the rabbit said, oh, this is just, you know, it's so easy. Let me just take a nap, and after the nap, I'll just finish the race. Because the tortoise is so slow. And of course, Maya told the rabbit, don't worry, I'll wake you up. Just take a snap, they call it. Not a nap, take a snap. So he took his snap. An hour went by, 2 hours went by. And meanwhile, the tortoise kept on going and going. And finally, right at the end of the tortoise was about to cross the line and the rabbit woke up. And that was the end of the race. So we may think we're way ahead of everyone else in devotional service. Even Srimati Radharani, generally her mood is that actually all the other devotees, their relation with Krishna is much more intimate than mine. But because I'm a servant of all the devotees, and they're pushing me forward for some reason or another, because they're actually great devotees, and I'm a little proud, therefore, in order to purify me, they're pushing me forward to serve Krishna, just for my benefit, my purification. Of course, she's very anxious to serve Krishna too. Even without anyone pushing her forward, she really wants to. But in the association with her friends, she's a little shy because she thinks her friends often are even greater devotees of Krishna than she is. That Krishna will be much happier in their association than he will be with mine. And since Srimati Radharani, her desire is, I want Krishna to be happy. It doesn't really matter if I'm happy. If Krishna is happy by seeing me unhappy, that will be my greatest happiness. And if Krishna is not happy when I'm happy, then that will be my greatest unhappiness. So her happiness is to see Krishna happy. And she believes that actually her subordinate gopis are actually much better in serving Krishna than she is. And therefore she's much more anxious to push them forward to serve Krishna than she is for being personally associating with Krishna. But the gopis, they know her assistants, whether it's her Manjris or Lilita or Vishaka or the other Tunga Vidya, that they're always pushing Srimati Radharani forward because they know Krishna's happiness lies in Srimati Radharani pleasing him. In any case, when she's with Krishna, she's always planning to make arrangements for the other gopis to associate with Krishna. She's always making arrangements because when the gopis see Radha and Krishna together, they get 10,000 more times happiness than Radha and Krishna are experiencing together. And when Srimati Radharani makes the arrangements that Radha and that Krishna is with her friends and the Manjaris, then she gets 10,000 times more happiness than she experiences when she's with Krishna herself personally. And Krishna's happy just to see that Srimati Radharani and her friends are happy. So it's a very different world, the spiritual world. But that's the consciousness that we have to develop. Most of us in this lifetime will not fall into a lake and develop four arms. We may fall asleep, but that will not develop four arms. If you fall asleep here, although it's a spiritual place, you might just hit your head on the floor. We're not going to change our body in this lifetime. We may not even change our service or change so many things. What we do is we can change our consciousness. And the main change of consciousness is we have to take pleasure in serving Krishna. And just as important, if not important, is to take pleasure in other devotees' service to Krishna. If we take pleasure in other service, devotees of Krishna, serving Krishna, then we will get even more happiness in that way. Everyone is looking for happiness. And there is happiness in devotional service. It's called Mach Chita Mach Kata Prana Bodhyantash Parashparam Katayantas Samam Nityam Tu Shanti Cha Ramanti Cha. In the association of devotees, we hear about Tu Shanti, the satisfaction that comes from service to Krishna, and also Ramanti, the transcendental pleasure. In the beginning, we take satisfaction as our hearts become purified and we're no longer disturbed by the modes of nature. And sometimes we may experience Ramanti, the internal energy of Krishna called Prem or Bhava. At least the Bhava, yes. The symptoms of the preliminary ecstasy that comes from focusing the mind and giving our love to Krishna. But if we really want to make progress very quickly, then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not naham vipra na chanara patira naham vapi na sudra. He gave up all designations. The only designation he thought himself is gopi bharatu para kamalayor dasa dasa anudasa. To think oneself to be the servant of Krishna's servants. The servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. If we have that attitude of seeing Krishna and trying to love him and keeping that attitude within our heart, associate with the devotees as the servant of the servant of the servant, only meditating on how to engage the other devotees in Krishna's service. How can I assist them in their service? Our service may not be to engage them. Our service may be to assist them. Even engaging them means to assist them in their relationship with Krishna. If that's our mood, then there's no question of envy. Then there is only question of loving exchanges with our associates in this present situation that we're in. We're fortunate enough, satam prasangam mama virya samvido, in the association of the devotees, we're hearing about Krishna. And bhavanti rikarna rasayanam kata. As that message enters into our ears, it should fill our heart with feelings of devotion. And not only devotion to Krishna, but devotion to the servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna. And therefore, with that devotion, our attitude should be, how can I become a better assistant to the devotees in their service to Krishna? And that will give us even more pleasure than the pleasure that we derive even by attempting to serve Krishna ourselves personally. And then to expand that even further, as we get to associate with the devotees and think about how to assist them in their relationship to Krishna, specifically in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, because Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya, as Srimati Radharani is desirous to bring other devotees to the lotus feet of Krishna. So in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna has appeared to bring all living entities to the lotus feet of Krishna in this age. If we assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Srimati Krishna, with the mood of Srimati Radharani, then we should meditate in the association of the devotees how we can bring many, many innocent people back to the lotus feet of Krishna. And even the non-moving, Haridasa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very distressed that how will I be able to deliver the non-moving living entities, that I've chanted Hare Krishna, and that in the forest of Jarikanda, many animals were dancing and chanting in the Sankirtan movement. But there's many other living entities who will not be able to get my mercy in this age. How can they be delivered? Because Krishna is the Pradapita. He's the father of all living entities. Wherever he looks, he sees his eternal associates. So he was feeling very depressed. How am I going to deliver them? So Haridasa Thakura said, don't worry, my Lord. By the loud chanting of the holy name, all living entities will be delivered in this age. We may chant and deliver some living entities, but the chanting will get louder and louder. The more spirit souls in this age are chanting Hare Krishna, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to see everyone, as many as possible, if not all, chanting the holy names of Krishna. Lord Jagannath is Lord Krishna in a very special form, feeling separation from Krishna and Vrindavan. He shows us, Krishna himself shows us, both as Lord Jagannath and as Lord Krishna, how to develop that vipalamba, that feelings of separation from Krishna. Right now, due to our disease, we don't feel separation from Krishna and Vrindavan. We feel separation from so many things except for Krishna and Vrindavan. But as that disease will go away, gradually some taste for Krishna will develop, some awareness of Krishna will develop, and then taste, then attachment to Krishna, then some feelings of love, and that will intensify into intense feelings of separation from Krishna, that we cannot live without Krishna. So Lord Jagannath is in that mood. He wants to go and experience the loving feelings of the reciprocation of his devotees in Vrindavan. He's experienced intense separation from Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, is feeling intense separation from Vrindavan. And he's leading Lord Jagannath with his associates back to Vrindavan. That's called Rath Yatra. This Nanayatra is the preliminary ceremony that's usually performed before Rath Yatra. And therefore, we're here celebrating eventually with the idea, generally they have Rath Yatra, so we can join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that pastime. We can join Lord Jagannath and Lord Baladev and Srimati Subhadra Devi in going back to Vrindavan with intense feelings of separation. As we develop that, as we help bring others, the more, as Prabhupada wrote to me one time, he said, the more you help, you work seriously to help bring Lord Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then the more Lord Krishna will bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him, rest assured.